Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me say it again. I know, I just want to start it off now so I don't have to do it later on. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where you can, I was looking through there earlier today, so I'd be able to speak to this. I think I got a little confused. Listen, they've got slippers, they've got bathrobes, they've got pillows, he's got all kinds of things you use, not only just in your bedroom and around the house, things that you can enjoy, things that are made here in America. What's so bad about that? Come on, really. So head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and again, use promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save yourself a boatload of money, and I do mean a boatload of money. I mean, some of the stuff is 30% off. Some of the stuff is 70% off when you use the promo code. So get over there. Check it out. Keep Americans working. Put money in the pocket of Mike Lindell, because then he turns around, he puts it back into causes that you and I agree with and believe in. And on top of all of that, again, I get a few bucks out of it, and you get product that's made here by people that live here. You're not waiting for stuff to come in from China. Right? I mean, come on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate everything you got. Look at it. I appreciate everything you send me, except when you get nasty. When you get nasty, not only do I not appreciate it, I don't really care anymore. You are that problem, right? All right. I love this. I think this is, you know, it's about time. I'm not a big Mark Cuban fan. I mean, I get it. He's self-made. I get all of that. But finally, you know, some of these politicians, they've got to be called out for what they're doing. And Elizabeth Warren declares that, or Cuban declares, that Elizabeth Warren is everything that's wrong with politics. Actually, we told her to go to Huck and Clint. Screw herself, right? He goes on to talk about the how the progressives condemn. They condemn the rich, and yet they all take advantage of the rich. They all look to the rich to help fund their stuff. Think about it. Now, he slammed Warren for being everything wrong with politics. He was at the 2022 annual Code Conference with Vox Media, not Fox, but Vox, V-O-X. CNBC's Squawk on the Street aired the clip from the conference Wednesday. The billionaire and Shark Tank star, he was really taking her to the cleaners. And, frankly, most of the Democrat Party's prominent leaders. Now, remember, he's not a Republican, or maybe he is now, but he wasn't. He says, I don't mind being taxed more. He says, I wrote a blog 20 years ago saying that the most patriotic thing you can do after military service is pay your taxes. Because that's what allows everybody else to live and to prosper. Now, when he says stuff like that, just so we're clear, again, not a big fan of his. Yes, you do. You need the paved roadways. You need the infrastructure of the internet. You need electricity. Those are all done. Those are all approved, done, part of government. I'm okay with the taxes for that reason. But it's the other places where they blow it, because like we're paying off all the loans that were granted, all the loans that were backed by the federal government. Why? He followed up by slamming progressives with a special emphasis on Warren, who demonized and antagonized the wealthy. He says, the idea of just soaking the rich, right, is just amazing. He says, well, screw you, Elizabeth Warren. You're everything wrong with politics. He says, I don't have a problem paying more taxes, whether it's business or personal. When you have his kind of money, you don't even know you're paying taxes. You know, he said, look, I'm not always happy with how much money I have to pay or that kind of thing. He said, that's another issue altogether. We lump all these things together. But there's reasons why some of us don't like to pay those kind of taxes. There's reasons on why we look at things a certain way. When you see how much they're spending right now and how they're spending, I don't want my tax money to go to the crap that they're... I don't want my tax money going to paying for abortions across the planet. I don't even want to pay for them here. He goes on to say, am I happy with the way the government spends the money? No. He said, but that's a different topic for a different day and a different show. In terms of taxing unrealized gains, I think that would be a disaster. Now, we can have Dan Pilla explain that. But basically, this is how much your stock has gone up, in essence, which is now worth compared to, and you haven't even cashed it in yet. Right? What's going to happen when the government taxes you, like, you know, Bitcoin? I mean, that thing is tanked for all intents and purposes. They want to tax you on what that was worth 3 years ago. Now, maybe you didn't touch it. You just left it sitting there, right? And 3 years ago, it might have been worth, I don't know, $10,000. Now it's only worth $2,000. But they already got their money for the $10,000. You think they're going to give you anything back? Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Dan Pilla joins me after the break. The Tax Man. Check him out at Tax Help Online. TaxHelpOnline.com. We'll be right back.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that, the way you become part of the solution, the way you stay out of trouble is you get informed. And if you listen to me, I'll get you in trouble. It's easy for me to get in trouble. But that's why I bring on experts. I bring on people who have a clue, who know what they're doing and know what's going on. Otherwise, I mean, seriously, this is why it's so important you have the real information. That's why I bring on Dan Pilla. Dan Pilla is the tax man. You can find him at TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. com. And Dan, always love when you're on the show with me, man.
Well, it's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, so apparently, I don't know if you heard my first segment here, but you know, I had a lot of fun with it too, because you had Mark Cuban basically telling Elizabeth Warren to shut up and sit down, that he had pretty much had it with these progressives. And she was pushing on taxing the rich even more. But the thing that she was pushing on was taxing these unrealized gains, right? And I was trying to make sense out of it, but I'm not the guy to make sense out of it. But anyway, I was saying, look, if they had this 4 years ago, 3 years ago, when Bitcoin was out of control, you would have paid taxes on all that, right? And then
that's right.
Before you even took the money. But you couldn't recoup any of those taxes if you could show the loss, could you?
Well, the difference between a gain and a loss when we're talking about capital gains is remarkable. If you have a capital gain of $10,000, and by capital gain we mean a gain on an asset, a hard asset of some kind, real estate, stocks, these types of things create capital gains. So let's say you've got a gain of $10,000, a profit, then that $10,000 gain is taxed in the year that you realize the gain. So you incur your profit in 2021. That profit goes on your tax return for 2021. You pay all the tax on it. If you have a loss, let's say you've got a loss of $10,000, you can't claim that entire loss. The only thing you can do, let's just assume that the only transaction you have is a loss, the only thing you can do at that point is write off $3,000 a year over the course of the loss. So in the case of a $10,000 loss, it'll take you 4 tax years to recover it. So all of the gain is taxed in the year it's realized, but the loss has to be spread over the course of sufficient number of years to recover it $3,000 at a time. Now, it's a little more complicated than that because you can offset gains and losses. So if you have a $20,000 gain and a $15,000 loss, you can offset $15,000 of the gain against the $15,000 loss. That leaves $5,000 additional dollars that is now spread over $3,000 at a time, so that'd be 2 years. So the idea of taxing unrealized capital gains is outright accounting theft, for the reason you just said. If you invest in a Bitcoin at $10,000, and over the course of the year it goes to 50, and at the end of the year that Bitcoin's worth $50,000, you just had a $40,000 gain, even though you never sold the Bitcoin. And that's what we mean by unrealized gains. You've got paper gains, and every one of us at some point along the way, Joe, has got some kind of a paper gain, right? And so if they're going to be taxing unrealized gains, it's a matter of having to do this accounting on your gains and losses on your investments every single year, and to pay tax on phantom income. The point you make is, let's say January 1st of the next year, which isn't very far-fetched, by the way, January 1st of the next year, the value of your stock crashes. Well, now what do you do with the loss? It's just insane. The idea of this kind of a tax system is utterly insane.
No, I agree with you. Again, that's what I was saying to people. I'm glad you said it that way, too. So, you do your taxes to December 31st. Let's say your Bitcoin takes a nosedive, lose 70%, but you've just been taxing all that money that was sitting there on December 31st. You don't even have the money left to turn. You don't even have the Bitcoin left to turn to cash to pay the bill.
Probably true, yep, depending on what the crash is. Absolutely. Absolutely true.
I have a buddy of mine that was swimming high when Bitcoin was, 62K. And sure. I think now it's down to 17 or 18. And he is he's crying the blues, but I'm like, dude, really? You bought it at like 6. So you're still doing really well.
Sure, sure. As long as he's not taxed on his unrealized gain, what difference does it make?
Exactly. Well, that's another point.
The way the law is right now, the way the law is today, you have to sell your asset to lock in the gain or the loss, and that's when you have your tax consequence, when it's sold, which is the only rational time. Because here's the other problem. Let's take publicly traded securities out of the equation for a second. And let's just say we've got a piece of investment real estate or something even a little more esoteric than that. Let's say we got a piece of art, right? Some kind of a collectible. How do you know what the value of that item is as of December 31st? All right? The only way to know the true value of an asset, Joe, is to sell it. Because the definition of fair market value is what is a willing buyer prepared to give a willing seller in a free, uncoerced transaction at arm's length. In other words, both parties know all the facts and circumstances. Neither party is coerced or pressured into making the deal, right? So I'm a willing buyer. And I'm dealing with a willing seller. That's the only way to know the true value of an item, Joe. Because
right.
everything else is an arbitrary assignment of value.
For us simpletons, let me ask you, are you suggesting or telling us that if you have an art collection in your home, that you are taxed on the value of that? So if you have an art collection and it's worth $100K and you bought it for $10, you would be taxed on that $90K that it went up, correct?
Well, if you sell it under current law, if you sell it for $90K or for $100,000, you'd have $90,000 profit. You'd be taxed on it. Yes, sir. It'd be a capital gain.
If they go to this other thing, yeah.
Yeah. If they go to this other plan of taxing unrealized gains, you'd have to value that art collection as of December 31st and pay tax on the appreciation, regardless of the fact that you didn't sell it.
Oh, God.
And the point I'm making is with something like that, the only way to know the value is to sell it. Because appraisals don't even necessarily mean that much. They get you in the ballpark, but an appraisal is not a transaction between a willing buyer and a willing seller.
Oh, God. All right, we got to go for a break. You got my head spinning because I'm saying, yeah, let's talk about this morning instead of break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Grab your drink. You're going to need it. Back in a few minutes.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hosting the Obamas at the White House for the official unveiling of former President Obama's portrait.
This is a gift of the Obama presidency to the country and to history. It's a gift I felt personally.
Californians are asked to conserve energy, including limiting charging their electric cars, as hot temperatures strain their power grid. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says this is a reason why the state shouldn't aim to ban the sale of new gas cars in 2035.
What we have here is them willing for something to happen, but with no plan to execute the needed infrastructure, which verges on an hallucination.
The EPA administrator is spending part of her Wednesday in Jackson, Mississippi, discussing the ongoing water crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the whole deal here. I want you to be part of the solution. Now, listen up. We were talking. Well, let me just bring him right back in. Dan Pilla joined me. I call him the tax man. And I got to tell you something from personal experience and others who have written me. Dan, you make life really. You take that IRS word and you turn it into a puppy dog for all intents and purposes for people. Because, you know, just the word IRS makes your head spin. So the thing, I think I told you when I first heard your commercials, the thing in your commercial that just turned me on was the fact that you didn't say, oh, my God, they're coming for the kids, the children, the wife, the house, the business, and the cars. You said, look, what the agent decides is not the last thing. You do it. I do it worse than you do. But that's what turned me on with it, is that not everything was in
the emergency. Well, you're exactly right, Joe. The decisions of the front-end reviewers in the IRS, particularly the auditors, but revenue officers as well, tax collectors, even appeals officers, these decisions are never final, Joe. You always have the right to challenge the IRS. And you know, I'll just give you an example of what happens when you do. A lot of people think, well, it's going to go worse for me. I'm going to make them mad. You know, they're going to really come after me if I challenge them. No. If you challenge them, the chances are that you're going to win your case, and then they're not going to mess with you because they have to collect money from people that roll over and play dead. They don't collect money from people that fight back. And here's what happens when you fight back. I looked at these numbers a couple of weeks ago. All right, the historical litigation data for the Internal Revenue Service in 2020-2021, right in that window, about 19,000 cases per year that were litigated with the IRS's Office of Chief Counsel. These are the attorneys within the Office of the IRS, so there are about 19,000 cases that were settled. That are just settled. There's tens of thousands that are going on at any one time. But 19,000 were settled. Now listen to this number. The money at stake in those cases was about $4.3 billion, and the settlement in those cases, this is averages, of course, about $1.3 billion. So taxpayers paid 30 cents on the dollar through litigated cases compared to what the IRS was demanding on the front end. All right, so they're wrong most of the time in the claims they make, right? When we're talking about auditors, they're wrong 60 to 90% of the time in the audit results that they come up with. And when you challenge them, it doesn't get worse for you. It gets better. What is worse is paying taxes you don't owe. The problem is rolling over and playing dead and making yourself a mark, because now they say, well, gee, this guy turned over, he turned out his pockets without a fight. Why wouldn't they come back to you? Now, let's keep this in perspective here. There's in 2021, there were about 160 million tax returns filed. And the IRS has got 82,000 employees right now. And of course, not all of them are tax auditors. Most of them are not tax auditors. Most of them function in some administrative capacity, right? Telephone operators and so on. Most of them are. They've got, you know, I don't know, 12,000, 15,000 tax auditors, whatever the number is. And it's a lot of auditors. But are you telling me that 15,000 auditors can audit 160 million tax returns? It's impossible, Joe. They have to go where the money is.
Yep.
And if you turn your pockets out, you become a mark.
Yep. No, I've got personal experience with you, and I'm not afraid to tell people. You know, we had the IRS hit us for over $100,000 of money I didn't believe we owed them. And when you start talking about the tax court, when you start telling me some of the things to do, I'll tell you what, I had a little pucker going on. And you know
sure,
that. I kept saying, Are you sure you want to go to the tax court or to the attorney with this one? And you're exactly right. It gets to the point where, you know, in our case, I won't say we beat them. We proved our case and we owed them nothing.
You owed them. They wanted 100 grand. You settled for zero. That's not a bad ratio. I had a case, Joe. I swear to you, I had a case just like yours that we resolved last week. The numbers weren't as big. This lady, IRS said this lady owed about 13 or 14,000. We went through exactly the same steps with her as I did with you, and her result was exactly the same. $0 owed.
Yeah, you know, and
now, that doesn't happen in every single case.
Well, but the difference
I'm telling you,
the difference
IRS is wrong.
Yeah.
They're wrong more than they're right.
Well, the difference is the pressure they were putting on me to make a deal, make an arrangement, or else. And it wasn't or else you go to jail. It was more like, or else we'll get the whole 100K from you one way or the other. And, you know, this is why I tell people, you go to people who have a clue. You go to people who know what's going on, and that's how you beat the system. Well, I won't say that's how you beat the system. That's how you get the right outcome, the outcome that you deserve.
And that's a very important choice of words. We did not beat the system. We got the right answer. And there is a remarkable difference. And I'll tell you something. The Biden administration does not know the difference between a person who cheats on their tax return and a person that uses the system correctly to reduce their tax liability. One thing is called tax evasion. The other thing is called tax avoidance. Avoidance is legal. Evasion is not. And yet the Biden administration paints everybody with the evasion brush.
Yep.
And they're coming after small businesses systematically, believing that each of these small businesses evade their taxes, which nothing could be further from the truth.
No, a lot of these guys that I talk to, the small businessmen that I've done some consulting with, they just don't know. They just don't know, and they don't know what they don't know, and that's what gets them in trouble. I told you during the break, a real estate agent friend of mine, she had made a mistake on her taxes, an honest mistake. She put too many zeros on the mileage thing where she was trying to deduct mileage. And when they audited it or asked her to prove it, she realized she went, oh, I made a mistake here. No, I shouldn't have had that many zeros. It should have been this. By the time they got done, she was another $6,200 or $6,300 in the hole. And when I talked to her, I said, you know, you really, you can't do that. You should have gone to somebody who has a clue. You're telling me that even though it's paid and done and behind her, that it's still something she can fight, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you what, there's millions of citizens all across the country that through bluff and intimidation and misinformation and disinformation, They cave in to pay these claims that they shouldn't pay, and these people don't realize, Joe, that once you pay the tax, that doesn't mean that just, let me rephrase that and say, just because you pay the tax doesn't mean the case is over with. You got 2 years from the date the tax is paid to claim a refund, right? Now, as long as you haven't gone through a court case in connection with the IRS's claim, right, as long as the claim wasn't determined by a court. In other words, you go to tax court, and the court says you owe X dollars, Joel. No matter what, okay, we're done here, you owe X dollars. Well, if the court says that and you pay it, you can't get the money back. But if you're just if you just paid based on some demand of an agent without court review and court approval, you have 2 years from the date that tax is paid to claim a refund. And so you go back and you say, look, I paid this tax. I shouldn't have paid the tax. Here's the proof that I shouldn't have paid the tax, and that's the key. You got to prove your claim. Burden of proof is on the taxpayer, and you'll get your money back.
Yeah, I'm amazed at what we don't know and what gets us in so much trouble. Seriously, you know, when you file your taxes, right, and an IRA, and you get the audit thing because they want to, you know, call you back because they think you spent too much money on gas, right? And you go look at your receipt, yep. You go, you know, holy crap, I claimed too much. I must have added this wrong. Do you at that point have a time to redo or resubmit your taxes, or are you just stuck going through the audit?
Well, no, that's the common misunderstanding. Is that once you're selected for audit, well, now you better amend your return to fix it. No, you don't amend the return at that point. You go through the audit. If you did something wrong, and it's demonstrably wrong, then that would be the time to point out, look, I made the mistake over here. Now, on the other hand, most people, Joe, also make a mistake in their favor. And what I mean by that is they fail to claim deductions that they're entitled to claim. And so I hear this from people all the time. You know, I've been told this 1,000 times over the years by small business people that say, you know what, I don't put all my deductions on the tax return because, you know, I don't want to paint a target on my chest. I don't want to invite attention. So I just keep my deductions a little bit low. Well, that's bad advice because it doesn't insulate you from anything. All it does is guarantee that you're going to pay more taxes than you owe. But the fact of the matter is, if you're one of those people and you come under audit, well, I'll tell you what, the first thing I'm going to do is collect all those records from you for deductions you didn't claim and say to the auditor, oh, by the way, you know, we've got $20,000 worth of stuff we didn't claim. Make sure you put that on your sheet.
I love it. I think that's what, folks, there's a difference between having a clue and not having a clue. Could cost you big dollars. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Dan Pilla, the Tax Man, when we return.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. A bit of good news came in. I don't know if I believe it. I don't know if I can believe any of this stuff. Hillary Clinton says that a presidential run in 2024 is not in the cards for her. Yeah. Okay. I'm not there.
Yeah, let's see what she says a year from now.
No, really, when Joey B says he's going to run again or might run again, they're going to go, come on, Hillary, you got to run, because look at who's going to run again. We can't afford to have this happen. Oh, my God. That's exactly what's going to happen. You watch.
Yeah,
anyhow,
yeah, yeah.
Dan Pilla, my tax man, right? The tax man. TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. Go check it out. We're going to talk a little bit about the small business issues that might arise here with the new 87,000 or so new IRS agents. And you, don't wait till you get nailed. Don't wait till you get in trouble. Get the book. Head over to his website, Tax Help Online. Get the book first. Ask the questions up front so you know what to do if anything goes sideways. And, Dan, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, Joe. I appreciate it.
So 87,000 new agents. Well, listen, I don't know what the beef is. At least we're employing people.
Well, look, let's put this in perspective, all right? Everybody's panicked over the 87,000 agents and the $80 billion that the IRS is going to get over 10 years. Now, the $80 billion is a real thing, Joe. They're getting the money. And when I say $80 billion, they spread over 10 years, so it's $8 billion a year, over and above their normal appropriation. So the normal appropriation in 2023, just for example, is going to be about $13.5 billion. All right, so you add 8 to that, and you end up with what, $21.5 billion or so, right, $22 billion. And so that will be the – and then the next year after that, it's their normal appropriation plus 8. And then the year after that, again, their normal appropriation plus 8. So the money's a real thing. They're getting the money. There's no doubt about that. The 87,000 agents – And this is the misinformation that's out there. Most people think that they're hiring these people next week. They're not hiring these people next week. 87,000 agents is also spread over 10 years. All right? So let's think about this now for a minute. Let's get this in perspective here. Right now, the IRS's workforce is about 82,000 people. You say, well, gee, 82,000, they're going to add 87 to that. Over 10 years, it's going to double. No, it's not. Here's why. For one thing, normal attrition from the IRS every single year from people that just quit and go elsewhere, right? I'm just sick and tired of working for the IRS and working for the government, or I've been here as long as I want to be, 5 years, 8 years, whatever it is. I'm going to quit. I'm going to go do something else. Every single year, about 6,000 employees quit the agency for that reason. Within the next 2 years, Joe, another 30% of their existing workforce is eligible to retire. All right? Those people will retire. They'll quit. They'll take their benefits. They're going to sit on the beach and cash their government check. That's what they're going to do. There's no question about it. Why wouldn't they? All right? So that means in the next 2 years, about 25,000 IRS employees will be gone from the agency. And that retirement pattern continues off into the future. So assuming the IRS is able to hire 87,000 workers over 10 years, there is no the best the agency can hope for is to stay about even with the roughly 80,000 they have now already over that period of time. Now, here's the other factor that I think bears, bodes, ill for the IRS in hiring these workers at all. And that is this. There was a report of the Treasury Inspector General of the Tax Administration that pointed out that the IRS had funding over the 3 years from 18, 19, and 20, those 3 years, the IRS had funding to hire 10,000 additional workers. They had the money, they had the appropriation, and they had the authorization to go get those people, and they couldn't hire them, Joe. They were able to get about a third of what they needed. So roughly 3,500. So they had authority to hire 10, couldn't hire 10, only ended up with about 3,500. Why is that? Well, there's a key reason for that. And the key reason is that of the 15 top government agencies at the federal level, the 15 top government agencies, IRS is 15th on the list of those agencies that people want to work for. People don't want to work for the IRS. They don't want a job that involves grinding their neighbor into powder. Now, people want to work for the government. That's generally true. But they want to work in areas that don't involve grinding their neighbor into powder necessarily. The IRS is not a good place to work, Joe. It isn't. And now you got this whole crop of young people that are coming up that don't like working anyway. You know, these people don't want to work anyway. And so I really believe that the IRS is going to have one heck of a time hiring anything close to 87,000 workers over there.
So, Dan, that's
my spin on it, Joe.
Okay, well, I don't think it's spin. It's probably very, very true, very close to reality. So as these people retire and leave, are they not, for clarity, they're not refilling those positions and hiring another 80-some-odd thousand.
The 80-some-odd thousand hired
will backfill those positions.
Yeah, it's exactly right. They're going to be backfilling those positions. You're exactly correct. And so if we lose 25,000 people in the next 2 years, let's say it's even 20,000, they're not going to be able to hire enough people in that same two-year period of time to backfill those positions. And the reason for that is even if they have enough candidates, it takes about 6 months to go through the federal hiring process with the Internal Revenue Service. And one of the reasons for that, Joe, is every time the IRS has a position that's open, their Treasury Union regulations mandate that they try to fill those positions with existing IRS personnel first before they go out into the market to find new people. So the agency's own rules have them hamstrung in terms of, because who wants to wait 6 months to find out if you have a job, right? You're out in the job market. If you're actively looking for work, you need the work now. And you're going to sit there and wait for the IRS to make up its mind over the course of 6 months to decide whether they're going to hire you or not, to see if anybody in the IRS applies for the position. And that's the other thing you're bucking against. You know, what if somebody does apply for the position and they want that position? Well, now you've waited 6 months only to find out you don't have the job. So you're going to go someplace else to get hired, typically speaking. Now, I'm not saying that they're not going to find a single person that's willing to work for the IRS. That would be such a stupid statement as to defy logic. But to get 87,000 workers over 10 years, and even if they did get them, all they do is backfill the positions they're losing, they're not going to be any farther ahead of the game.
Now, I look at this stuff, and it's so easy for people to get crazy and nervous, and you know what I'm saying? And you watch what happens.
Yeah,
and
believe me, guys,
relax. Just relax a second. Let's get the real information. Let's find out really what's going on, and then we take it from there. I mean, seriously.
Yep.
All right.
No question about it.
We don't have a whole bunch of time, probably about 3 or 4 minutes. One of the things coming up, though, is small businesses with the we're hearing that they're going to be targeted a little bit more. We're hearing that, you know, this will give them the ability to do more audits on small businesses. What are the three things that small businesses do that attract attention themselves?
Well, first of all, Joe, the IRS believes that small businesses are cheating across the board by hiding income. So the first most important thing that small businesses need to do is make sure they have a comprehensive record-keeping system that tracks the income, that you got some internal controls in your process to make sure that your income records are accurate, because that's what the IRS is going to be looking at. Are you hiding cash? Are you dealing under the table? Are you doing some kind of nefarious thing where, you know, you're reporting 80% of your income and 20% is going under the table? This is the primary approach that they'll be taking. And the IRS has specifically identified sole proprietorships, small partnerships, and subchapter S corporations, which is the very definition of small businesses. Of the roughly 28 million small businesses in America, just about all of them, well, I would say all of them, operate under one of those three entities, right? They're either a sole proprietorship, a partnership, or an S corporation. So the agency's taking the position that income is the biggest issue. So that is the place to start. The second thing is, of course, now they're going to look at your deductions on the tax return. And one of the biggest deductions, and we touched on this a little earlier in the program, one of the biggest deductions for small businesses is their mileage deduction for their automobile. And most people don't. I mean, they just don't keep the proper records. So you got to make sure you're tracking your mileage for two reasons. Number one, it's your biggest tax deduction. And number two, that's where the IRS is going to look for problems.
I love it. I know there's a lot of guys out there that are so afraid of making that mistake that they don't even take a mileage deduction.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, just listen, do it right. In my book, Dan Pillow, Small Business Tax Guide, I show you exactly step by step not only what constitutes a deductible mileage leg in the course of your driving around town, but also precisely how to document it. So if you're challenged, you will not lose your deduction.
Cool. All right. TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan Pillow, always love when you're on the show with me. I think it brings the pressure down just a bit when people know that they have options with the IRS and it isn't just to cut the check. So God bless. Keep doing what you're doing, Dan. Appreciate your time with me. So I'm your host.
Be
back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more happening in the next hour.